Chapter 1. Ready, set, stand. Let them praise his name with dancing and make music to him with tambourine and lyre. Psalm 149, verse 3. The cameras were ready. The audience was filled with my family and friends. I was in a costume tailor-made just for me for this moment. It made me feel beautiful and special. When the music started, I begged my brain to remember the moves I'd been practicing. I begged my body to obey my brain. I forced a smile and started to dance. Once my feet started moving, it didn't take long for joy to bubble up from inside me. The seeds of a dream had been planted. I had no idea that God would plant my feet on a different stage years later and give me the opportunity to turn the spotlight towards Him. The backdrop of this book is my experience as a contestant on Dancing with the Stars. Consider this your all-access pass to the hit show that pairs a celebrity, that's me, with a professional dancer, so not me, for 10 grueling weeks of dancing competition. Of course, it's much more than that. Even though I love to dance and dreamed of being on the show for nearly a decade, for me, Dancing with the Stars became so much more than a dancing competition. It wasn't about being on an Emmy-nominated hit reality competition show or seeing a dream come true while millions watched. I believe that my time on Dancing with the Stars was the opportunity of a lifetime because it allowed me to showcase my faith in Jesus Christ. On a bigger stage than I had ever graced before, I had the chance to be a witness in front of a watching world. Along the journey, I learned in many ways what it was like to stand with conviction while being stretched way beyond my comfort zone. I can't wait to share those lessons with you. That scene of me on the stage in a fabulous dancing costume didn't come from the show. That was me at 5 years old, the first and only time I remember stepping foot on a stage to dance before I agreed to be on Dancing with the Stars. That moment is a snapshot in my memory from when I took a handful of tap and ballet lessons one summer as a child. My sister Melissa and I took just enough classes to have a single recital at the end of the session. I don't remember a lot about those lessons, except for a vivid flash memory of learning to leap across the ballet floor. While some of the girls were just jumping over an imaginary line with one foot haphazardly in the air, I tried to split my legs and make the move look as graceful as I'd seen real dancers do. In my mind, I can hear the teacher say to me, "Yes, just like that, Candace. Good job." Fast forward more than 3 decades, and this is a picture of my experience on Dancing with the Stars. I didn't just want to be on a show. I didn't just want to learn to dance. I knew what my invisible lines were. I knew where I would not cross. Those lines were my convictions, drawn by my time in the Word, the guidance of the Holy Spirit in me, and the accountability offered by my Christian community. Learning to leap is a great picture of what my experience was like. It was a leap of faith, for sure. But I knew up front that I didn't want to just vault across the Dancing with the Stars stage without a plan. I wanted to move with purpose. I wanted to show what it looked like to live within the boundaries that God gives us for our good. And I wanted to do it all while looking graceful to the watching world. My childhood dancing lessons were short-lived, and as much as I'm sure I enjoyed it, acting and commercial auditions were awaiting me. Melissa and I performed our recital at a local college auditorium in front of an audience filled with friends and family members of all the dance students. For my one and only dance performance, I was dressed in a black satin leotard with 3 white puffy balls down the center, white fluffy feathers around the top of my bust line, and a white feathery tail attached to my behind. I wore black satin arm length, open-fingered gloves that attached around my middle finger, along with a white feathery headband that held up my sparkly black cat ears. I don't remember what music we tapped to. I can't even recall the recital.